All right, so the beauty of this show is when I need, like, a jury to decide something to come up with a verdict.
Yes.
When there's a bit of a debate between myself and one other person, I can send it out to the people. Maybe we'll set up a poll question. I've got a couple of poll questions for this afternoon.
All right.
We'll get on Twitter. But I could also pose it to you two esteemed gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can essentially determine this for me. So I was speaking with Kara Wagland.
Mm-hmm.
Karen and I were having a bit of a stop and chat, no more than 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
By the way, I love how you don't like stop and chats, but with Kara, you're always just...
Well, you're
in
neighbors.
With both feet.
Well, I'm friends with Kara.
Yes.
If I'm friends with someone in the building, I'm fine with a stop and chat.
You know what? You're friends with Joe from the bridge, but you know what you do when you see him?
Because that's a totally different conversation.
No, but you don't stop and chat with Joe from the bridge.
Because that's not a normal stop and chat conversation. You're right. I am friends with Joe from the bridge. I love Joe from the bridge. I don't have time to talk about...
You and Hot Rod Smith, you're friends. You don't say a word.
He doesn't have time to talk about John Tavares for Josh Levo.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like if Joe were to ask me about my daughter or if I were to ask him about his upcoming wedding and speak like two normal people... Joe and I could talk forever.
For days.
But I can't get on about 4 games ago when it should have been an icing call in the second period and why Babcock didn't. Yeah, I can't do that. I cannot do that when I've got 2 minutes to get to the other side and back to the studio.
That's only fair.
But I was speaking with Kara, and we were talking about weekend plans and what's going on tomorrow. And she mentioned that she's going to be going out tomorrow night. But she's watching the game first.
Okay.
When you hear the game, which one do you think she was talking
Leafs.
About?
Probably Leafs game, right?
She's watching
the
Raps.
No, she's a basketball. She's watching the Raps, right?
TFC.
Oh.
And that was...
Oh, I've heard that too. Nabil even mentioned that because he said, me and the wife, yeah, we're going to the game. And it was TFC.
So I think it's a good question to pose right now. When you are talking with your buddies or significant other,
whatever.
Don't
even get into this. If you're talking about Saturday night in Toronto, you're talking about one game. Although the TFC is playing for a championship, if you say Saturday I'm going to the game, nobody would ever...
You just mentioned two people. Kara and Nabil both dropped, we're watching the game first. And I was of the assumption, I'm like, okay, so what, you're going out at like 10:30 after
Ryan,
the league
I want to watch the TFC game, but that's not what came to my mind first.
I was in the same position.
It was the last thing on my mind, unfortunately, and it shouldn't have been because I know people that are going as well. But I
Saturday night in Canada, you're thinking the hockey game. I'm
telling
sorry.
You, though, I think there are a lot of people in
Mullen
Toronto.
Mullen is high in Jamaica right now, and he would say the same thing.
Yeah.
He might, but he's... a big hockey guy. I don't know if he's into soccer. I don't know what his reaction would be. But I am curious to get feedback on this. Like when you hear someone say, yeah, we're going out after, but after the game, we're going to watch the game first. Do you think they're talking about TFC Seattle at 4:30 or Leafs Penguins at 7?
Well, it's a one-off because this is a situation where how many times is a different sports team. Well, the Argos did it 2 weeks ago, and now TFC's doing it. It's a one-off. Like, it's one of those things. If it was a regular season game, no way.
Well, of course not, but that's the point. Of course not. If this was a regular season game, it wouldn't be worthy of a debate.
But the game, you're right, because the game is always, in my mind, just 7 o'clock hockey night in Canada. But now there's multi-sports involved as far as Toronto... excitement because TFC is involved. The Argos were involved.
But we're talking big games. It's not just a regular game. This is the final.
Right.
At BMO Field in Toronto. So
that should be considered the game.
I'll bet you it would be closer to split than the three of us think.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I'm programmed the same way. Saturday night, I assume, Leafs-Pens tomorrow night. That is what you would be talking about when you're talking about going out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch the game first. I've been saying that for 15 years. Going to my buddies, we're going to watch the game, then we're going out.
Mm-hmm.
I've never said it about anything other than the Leaf game on Saturday night.
Right.
But I'll bet you there's a lot of people in the city that are like, yeah, we got plans tomorrow night, but we're watching the game first, and they're talking about 4:30 kickoff at BMO Field, as opposed to 7 p.m. puck drop in Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
I completely forgot. I knew the game was on, and I'm talking about the TFC game. for some reason, I just mentally blanked.
Because that's it's on not me. On your radar.
It should be on my radar.
But it's not on sports. Your radar.
I'll tell you what, I've sneakily become a bit of a soccer fan. I was having brunch up at the chalet last weekend. And you've got to forgive me if I screw these teams up. I think Man U was playing Arsenal. Is that a thing?
That would be technically a
Dude,
thing,
this
yes.
was the best soccer game I've ever seen in my life. There was opportunities. There were scoring chances. There was unbelievable saves. It wasn't like, oh my God, like what the hell's going on here? Well, it was awesome to watch.
That's
And I saw a veteran move during this breakfast session that was respected yet odd. He got the, what is it called when they bring the breakfast in like a pan, like a, it was like this thing where it was, there was eggs.
Skillet.
Skillet. It was sausage, there was bacon, there was, and then he said, she's like, something to drink. He said, a double rye and ginger, please. And I looked at him. I gave him a horse eye. I'm like, well, I felt bad because she was pouring that. I was like, man, oh, man, who the hell's having that right now? It was like 11:01. And she just went like this, moved it from in front of me, pouring it to the gentleman beside me. And I was like, oh, my God. Do you really need that with your breakfast?
Well, Caesars, man. People drink Caesars at...
I guess you're right. It's no different.
To take the edge off, but
here's the best thing about
to double down.
The thing is, though, his wife called in to pay for his breakfast. It was his birthday. When she gets that bill, is she going to see the double Ryan gingers and say, "Excuse me, why that?"
If it's his birthday, I guess he can do whatever he wants. It's on a weekend. He's not working that day.
And it's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
Honestly, though, how many people have you seen have breakfast and have a double Ryan ginger?
I've never seen that. But again, every Caesar...
Which is one of my favorite cocktails of all time.
Every Caesar is a double or triple. Every Caesar. No, there's no such thing as a one-shot Caesar.
Because it would taste like garbage.
It's all you taste is the Clamato juice.
I've never had a Caesar in my life. I don't like tomato juice.
Oh, I'm not a fan either, but...
It's Clamato.
Clamato.
Whatever it is. But
Clamato, it tastes awful.
What I'm saying is for that guy, for you to have a reaction to that drink, okay, I'll give you that, but then you probably would not have reacted if you ordered a Caesar.
I know. It's like the Caesar is the normal thing to do.
It's just as much booze.
Worse.
Or worse. But you can drink a Caesar, and it's like, oh, that's totally, we get it. I understand why you're having a Caesar.
But the guy's having a double crown and ginger, and you're like, this guy's a drunk.
What is up with this guy?
11 a.m.
This guy's a drunk.
Like, if you had a beer.
That's what I thought. I'm like, you're an animal.
If you had a beer at 11 a.m., that's 5%.
I think everything's amplified when you have water and coffee, because you're like, I'm not getting into it like this person. And you look at them, and you're like, you're crazy.
I fly a lot, so...
You must see some animals in the morning.
Well, the lounge. You go into the Air Canada lounge. So I'll go in. I fly up to Ottawa all the time on the 9 a.m. flight.
Yeah,
so I get there at 7:15.
Somebody told me you can't even get booze in there.
Oh, right? No. There is gentlemen pouring themselves the stiffest Crown Royals you've ever seen at 7:30 in the morning.
Not and happening, Noodles. I've been there. You can't do it. They don't open till 11.
There was a guy the other day in a club that I was in. And he was, and I made a mental note to myself and saying, I've got to bring this guy up on the air because he was an animal. And he was pouring himself. It was before 9 a.m., I know that, because I was flying out early. And he was pouring, there was a very, very healthy drink. Now, it could have been in the Columbus airport.
It had to have been, because in the Canada, they don't do that.
But it was healthy, and it was early. And I thought, this guy either afraid of flying or he's just a degenerate.
Well, Bruno texting in about drinking mimosas. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's amazing how our society can judge.
Yeah, like mimosas is like, oh, you know, it's like the silly little goofy breakfast drink. But you know what? You're still getting pissed at 10 in the morning.
Oh, you're pinned after two of those. Pinned.
Well, if you've been out late the night before, yeah.
Oh, it hits your lips and you are Ron Burgundy.
Yeah,
like you are immediately
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank, I should say.
Yeah, I know.
You're a mess.
We just had, Owen and I just got a text from somebody that works here saying, you guys are way off. Everyone is thinking TFC this weekend. It's definitely the game on Saturday. And I personally, I wrote back as a joke. I said,
"Yeah, it's Natasha. She's
way
off.
I'd watch Buffalo Carolina play before I'd watch that nonsense." Well, as a joke, I said,
"Is it? Because someone?
Oh, all of a sudden, Natasha, you're a big soccer fan. You love the Oilers,
See,
Natasha. And all
some...
of a sudden, Saturday, you're a footy expert."
He blew her out of the water. I said, "Somebody." Here.
Remember how mad he got last week when I called her out because I knew that's who you were talking about. And you're like, "I said somebody. I said something." And I'm like,
"What
I
are
know
you talking about? Last week, you sewered Natasha?
Yes. No, yeah. You sewered Natasha." And when you were talking about how someone that works for SportsCenter is getting annoyed with Joe from the bridge, you said that specifically, and I said, "Oh, it's Natasha. Of course it is." And you went crazy. You're like, "That's not. I never said
because
who it
she was an Oilers fan, and Joe from the
right.
bridge was." So they were going back. And
you
forth.
Just did
she
it.
Hates Joe from the bridge.
She does it.
Yeah, she does.
Anyways,
and we do too.
We love Joe.
But what I said is, I was joking in the text, but. I'm not a big soccer fan. I
neither
openly,
is Natasha.
I've
so why is she playing the hero mode right
but
now?
But I hope they.
She's
win.
A footy. Oh yeah, now she's gonna have a special Sunday mornings footy with Natasha.
Dude, you just said you were watching United Arsenal like a week ago. All of a sudden, you're Mr. Soccer. So why can't Natasha jump on the bandwagon?
Exactly. Everyone's excited in the city.
She thinks about Saturday as hockey day in Canada. The Leafs and then the stupid Oilers, which she likes. She stays up and watches them.
I'm with you 99 times out of 100.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, and I'm saying I got caught up in this myself no more than 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, cold caller. See what she has to say. She's not a footy fan. She has no...
But that doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter if you're a diehard fan.
But we have to read her words. She said...
Is there an Edmonton MLS team?
No.
Exactly.
But she said this weekend...
She could care less.
The game is the TFC. That's what her point was.
Right, and I don't think she's alone. Nabil said the same thing. Kara said the same thing.
Yeah, so that's the game.
A lot of people are tweeting in saying, yes, 9 times out of 10, of course, it's the Leaf game on a Saturday night. Tomorrow in this city,
Joe from the Bridge comes up with a good point. The key word is first. You're going to watch the footy game first. And then it rolls into the Leafs.
But from a hypothetical standpoint, and we're
going to
get the poll going. I'm sure the guys will get the poll going.
No, he has it up already.
No, right. He doesn't.
He's sharp. He's coming back from Jamaica.
He's
finally starting to
He's knocking the rust off on Friday.
Yeah, he's knocking the rust off.
Five
a
shows
week
in,
later.
He's finally back. All right, well, we've got it up. And do you want to read it? Do you have it there, Noodles? What is the poll question? What are the exact words?
I'll pull it up right now. Because
if
a friend told you they're going to the game this Saturday, which game would you assume they're talking about?
Wrong. You can't word it that way. The game's in Pittsburgh. Okay, delete that. I'll set it up.
Delete it. Useless. And we'll retweet Hayes.
Yeah, thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Nice try.
Appreciate
it was a nice
help.
Try.
Lloyd and Harry behind the desk once again.
Still in Jamaica.
Yeah.
The Jamaica and Hayes.
Just having a... you know what?
It's all good.
Just as we were pumping tires.
You got to read your texts.
Just as we were pumping tires. Did you see this bet that the mayor of Toronto, John Tory, and the mayor of Seattle made? And it's so lame. Like, you know how all the mayors do this? It just happened with Toronto and Calgary.
Yeah,
you wear a different jersey. The core of it is something you can appreciate, but the expectations are so low. No matter who wins, both mayors said they will donate $100 to charity for each goal scored.
Wow, big spenders. Jesus, Murphy.
It was 0-0 last year.
Yeah.
They won in penalty kicks.
But how...
bunch of losers. Like,
how much
$100?
I'm sure the mayor makes pretty decent money, does he not?
Yes, John Tory, and he's...
Yeah, but the money you donate, you're not using it out of your pocket. $5,000 a goal.
Even that, you may not even spend anything. It could be 0-0 again.
That's why you go big. You're like, oh, yeah, you know what? Could be 1-0, $10,000 a goal.
I mean,
how'd that
most...
work out for your retweet situation with that the dog, the pet society or whatever? That didn't go well.
Well, that was a little bit unexpected, yeah. I thought it would have been $300 out of pocket.
you retweeted.
And I showed up at the Humane Society with a check for
$3,500. Well, there you go. See, the John Tory doesn't want to get ahead.
But it's embarrassing.
So it's
like you're the mayor of a major city, and you're like, $100 a goal.
That's really pretty
lame.
And
you better send me some craft beer from Seattle, and I'll do the same from Toronto.
Starbucks. Seattle isn't where Starbucks.
Okay, we'll send you some Timmy's, and you send us some Starbucks. wow, you guys are so outrageous.
But what if he was a big shooter? It's like, give me 10,000 a goal. People would start to challenge, where's this guy getting his money? He probably has to be, and this is the perfect word for it, politically correct in this situation.
There is probably some truth in that. You start right. saying, we'll put like, a couple you know million up each goal.
Exactly.
It's like, wait a minute, where's that coming from?
Yeah, taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
This guy, you know, we can't get whatever, the people movers cheaper or whatever, mm-hmm. they're closing streets down and all that.
All of a
this
sudden,
guy's throwing money around.
Tony Soprano's company has access to all of the new condo developments.
Exactly.
Like, how'd you find that money, by the way?
Yeah.
But yeah, $100 a goal. I don't know. I'm intrigued once we get the right poll up to see how this actually works out.
Natasha says she feels like she's got to call in and defend herself now.
She can call. We can call her if she
go
wants
ahead.
To call in. By all means, we can talk to Natasha.
Call her.
All right.
This call guy her. Doesn't have her number. He doesn't know that type of stuff.
Well, I don't have her number either.
Yeah,
so if I was
like...
behind the glass, I couldn't just call Natasha. I could email her, but...
Well, we'll figure it out.
All right, we'll see if she wants to come on. She may not want to do that.
Well, she's got to explain herself because she's not a soccer fan.
Dude, it doesn't matter if you're a soccer fan.
It does.
She mentioned that she's the game this weekend is the TFC game because that's what the talk is here in Toronto.
Right. I honestly, based on this small sample size, three different people that we have talked to have said, quote unquote, the game tomorrow is TFC Seattle, not Toronto Pittsburgh.
And that was... And I immediately assumed it was just Toronto-Pittsburgh.
Right. Anyway, we'll tee up both throughout the afternoon. Our boy KJ's back on the show.
Nice.
Catch up with Christian Jack.
On the pitch!
See what he has to say about this game tomorrow afternoon on TSN. And Leafs-Pittsburgh tomorrow. Leafs-Oilers on Sunday. There's so much focus on what Matthews has to do this weekend, what Kadri has to do this weekend. And I was thinking on the drive in, this is a sign of how I don't think everyone in the city, every fan, has come around to the idea of how good these players are in particular and how good the Leafs are right now, even though they've got holes in their game. They're not a perfect team. But tomorrow night, they're not going to be favored in Pittsburgh, but it'll be close. They'll be a heavy favorite on Sunday. This should be starting to turn where it's like, forget how you look at it, like, oh, this is tough, Sid and McDavid, and how about them dealing with Matthews? How about these teams trying to find a way to beat a better team in the Maple Leafs? And when that finally gets to a point where you're like, yeah, I don't care who they're playing, the other teams are going to be the ones that are scared about the matchup or worried about the matchup, that's when you'll know they've finally achieved something. And that cynicism that's kind of permeated the fan base's mentality for a long, long time will finally be gone. Because Matthews can match up against anybody in the league.
Yeah.
Crosby and McDavid are unbelievable players. In my opinion, the two best in the league. But Matthews is top five or top seven. And Nazem Kadri's a really good player if he gets that matchup. And the Leafs are a really good team.
Matthews has to kind of get going is the wrong word. But
you look at the points.
He has to get moving a little bit.
Points per game, he's got more than Sid. Points per game, he's right behind McDavid.
I know, but the first 10 games of the season, weren't you thinking maybe Stamkos, Kucherov, a couple other guys, and Matthews was kind of, you're talking like best player in the game or kind of heart type stuff, and it's like slowly going down a hill where it went from that to just a good player, like a really good player, a star.
Well, he'll be fine. He's
he's got to get it back on track if he wants to continue that trend where I thought he was going. He was unreal for 15 games, Brian.
Yeah,
was he not?
Before the injury, he was top.
He was dialed in for the top five player in the league.
We were talking heart, were we not? Like just, I'm
I was. I'm like
we were like.
I wasn't.
I wasn't even
all.
Talking Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby. I'm talking Kucherov, Stamkos, Matthews, Tarasenko, maybe Schwartz. That's what you were talking about, but now you're not really talking about that.
Yeah, but he's still got a lot of time to get back into that conversation.
For sure.
But at this
sure.
time of the year, you have to do it now. It's like Nylander and Marner. If they're going to salvage their season, they cannot go on another run on the negative like they've already done. Because if you do that, you're talking about an 8 or 10 goal season. You have to get out of it now as far as like an individual. Team success, they're still fine because of their record. But your individual stats... I know what Christmas means as far as stats. I used to want to have between 12 and 15 Like, I just worried about goals. I didn't really care about assists, but I needed 12 or 15 before Christmas, because then you generally know you're getting to 20, and then everything after that is kind of a bonus.
And a gravy type of thing?
Well, yeah, you're like, well, I could get to 30. I remember, I think one year, Brian, in November, like November, beginning of December, I scored 19 goals in 23 games. That's where I knew I set up my season. I was like, and I had my best season, 41.
Well, it's certainly achievable with Matthews being healthy, because he's the type of guy who's, you know, and, oh, you can speak to this. Goal scorers and top players, those are guys that are streaky. So when they go through, you just mentioned, what was it, 15 goals and
19 and 23.
19 and 23. Like Matthews, if we went back on the stats last year, I'm sure there was...
Oh, he had some streaks. Yep.
But well, he had some streaks where he was hot, and then I think he went
13
games without one. And then, but all of these guys will. That's what great players do. And Sid's done it. Sid went 13 without a point this year, or 11. I remember we had to talk about it on SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the ebbs and flow of a season of top players.
All right, we have Natasha Stanishevsky on the line.
Oh, wow. Natasha, why don't you explain yourself? Now you're the major soccer fan of TSN?
Jeff. I'm not saying I'm a major soccer fan. I'm saying this weekend, the game is totally TFC.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that, actually. After thinking about it more, you're absolutely right.
Natasha, if all four of us were sitting down, you said you're going to catch the game this weekend, we would all be saying it's Leafs at Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, you're not paying attention then. Honestly, it's
now
soccer.
I'm getting scolded.
It's the game this weekend, especially in, because obviously it's here, right? At least they're on the road. So for sure, it's soccer.
Well, what about the Oilers game on Sunday night, though? If you throw all of them into the pot, which
yeah,
one
like
would
we're talking about
first?
Matthews, Crosby, and McDavid.
I know, but we're also talking about a finals, like a championship game here, dude. Like, you got to realize that it's the game. It's this is it.
You know. Obviously, I'm an Oilers fan. I'm going to the game on Sunday, and I didn't even think that that would be part of the equation, actually, this weekend. To me, still, I mean, I thought we were talking just Saturday. To me, Saturday, still, the game is TFC.
Right.
Maybe if you throw in the Oilers here on Sunday, maybe that's... No, I still go with TFC.
Okay.
TFC,
okay, so are you going to Liberty Village and walking to the game with everyone else?
No, because I'm throwing a party on Saturday, and I'll be setting up for that party. However, we will have a TV going so that we can watch it while we set up.
There you go. See, that's a true professional.
Exactly.
Are you going to have the Penguins-Leafs game on at the party?
probably, yes. Okay. Yes, we probably will for all the Leaf fans, yeah.
How annoying will that be for you?
Super annoying.
Will Joe from the Bridge be there?
He's not invited. Okay, that's the other thing I was mad about. You guys went on the air and told him what I told you in confidence?
Yeah.
Why was he bugging you? Was he just too much? Like Leafs?
I was unaware of that. Yes, when they lost last week, he was all over Twitter, and I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't handle it, so I muted him.
Oh, my God. You're admitting you muted Joe from the Bridge on our show?
I'm totally admitting it. I just couldn't do it. I'll probably unmute him eventually.
Of course you will, yes.
But in that moment, I was just like, I can't do this. He's way too obnoxious, way too much, and obviously I was upset with the loss, and that was it. Mute.
So now there's a big game on Sunday, too, between the Leafs. Maybe you and Joe from the Bridge should...
You and Joe from the Bridge should go to the game together.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Joe will never be the same after that comment.
Yeah.
He would be a zombie around the halls of TSN after knowing that you muted him.
Well, yeah. You know what? He deserved it. He's lucky I didn't block him.
There you go.
Well, wait till Sunday night. If the Leafs spank the Oilers again, it's going to get ugly on Twitter, Natasha.
I'm really nervous. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, enjoy the game tomorrow.
I will. You guys, too. I know you'll be into it now. Even though you're not sure right now, tomorrow you'll be curious. You won't be able to help yourself.
I'm going to be into it tomorrow.
Yeah. We got to watch it. I think we all agree we got to watch it.
I can't wait.
Toronto.
Should be a great game.
Sure. It's going to be great. The rematch. It'll be awesome.
All right, Natasha. Enjoy it. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
There's Natasha Stanishevsky. Off to bake something, I'm sure. Should have asked her about that baking routine.
She can fire up some bake stuff.
Yeah. She's very, very good at that.
Great at baking. Unreal.
All right. Day 5 of the advent calendar. Rays coming up, Marcellus Wiley later in the afternoon. Big weekend in the city, bunch of games, Leafs Pens, Leafs Oilers, TFC Seattle.
Right.
Raps in Memphis. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. All right, day five of the advent calendar. Big weekend here in Toronto. We've got poll questions galore on Twitter. Leafs Pens, Leafs Oilers, TFC Seattle. Big news in baseball today. We'll tell you about that throughout the afternoon.
Doesn't want to go to a big market. Okay.
Shohei Ohtani, this 23-year-old stud out of Japan.
The hell position does this guy play anyway? What the hell is he going to do?
I mean, he's going to pitch and hit. Like, he's the most intriguing player to come.
He's must-watch TV for
Absolutely
me.
He is. Like, he signed with the Angels today, so he's got the option to pitch and then play DH on days off if he wants to, maybe play right field, who knows. But anytime you throw something different at me in the sporting world, you got me. Like, if this guy's actually going to pitch and hit, I want to see it. So we'll talk about that. We'll get into it throughout the afternoon. Day five of the advent calendar in 2 minutes.
Okay, people, Santa's coming in town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
Merry Christmas!
When Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of a**s this side of the nut house.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
The time has come for all grit grinders alike to tune into the boys as they spit fire through the mic. That means Noodles and O-Dog and Hayes are your hosts for Overdrive's first annual advent calendar that's grittier than most. We'll have hot takes and lists and friends of the show. So strap on a holiday feed bag and let that boiler grow.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
All right, so here we go. Day five, but I think Fergie may have just put a different spin on this that I like.
Yeah?
Game five. Instead of day five of the advent calendar, game five of the advent calendar.
Fergie's ahead of his time.
He is. A big swing game. All right, so we've done friends of the show. We had the Tatman on yesterday. A list. We played Would You Rather. Let's see what's behind door number five.
On this, the fifth day of the Overdrive Advent Calendar, I present to you the Quiz of Embarrassment.
The Quiz of Embarrassment.
Quiz of Embarrassment.
Very, very interesting. So, I don't believe we've done this before. We've played quizzes before. We've done puzzles before.
Right. Get ready for the email from the Quizmaster saying, you can't do anything with a quiz in it.
Well, this one's
a good one. The hell with him.
Yeah, this is more like reflective, self-reflective. Exactly. We're going to look at ourselves in the mirror here and essentially answer some questions that we get posed from time to time from different listeners and friends of the show, and we're going to kind of throw it out there. So we got a different list of things we're going to put on the line, and we all have to answer it.
And is this just throughout the year, or is it throughout our life?
Some of them will be throughout the year. Some of them will be throughout our life.
Okay.
Okay? Like, maybe we start with one just simply from 2017.
Okay.
The man move you pulled off the most, or your favorite man move. You can move in different directions on this. We haven't had a man move list in quite some time.
My man move for this year? I haven't bought toilet paper in a little bit because I've got Kleenexes, a big stock, and I've been using them. And they work.
They can definitely work.
Why buy new toilet paper? You just take three or four, it works.
Well, that's going to stem back to the conversation with the towel.
Are you saying five?
At Madison Square Garden.
Now it makes sense why that plunger was being requested a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. Just creating a cast.
I've actually got a similar theme. This is my go-to all the time, and it's the laziest thing I can do. It drives my wife nuts, but it's the toilet paper roll, not putting it back into the slot. You just, like, drop it on top of the...
Really?
Toilet or beside the sink.
Right there,
it's disgusting. And I know my kids are
pulling man moves, young girls at a young age. A little bit of milk left in, put it back. I go and pull it out on Monday morning when they're gone, nothing in there.
Nothing.
It's just the ultimate man move. It's gross. But mine is the Kleenex for the toilet paper.
Okay, I like that. Noodles?
I mean, you could easily go just drinking out of the orange juice thing. I like to...
I could see you doing the old Clark Griswold move, or Cousin Eddie, for that matter.
But I'll go more about how for example, today, I don't know if this is a man move or it's just an accepted thing around the house now, is my mom's visiting. We got a lot of moving parts. My kid was birthday yesterday, so we've got a big party tomorrow on that. And I came down after my workout in my suit around noon. And my mom's like, oh, you got to go to work early. And I'm like, well, yeah, I've kind of got some things going. And Steph's feeding the baby. And she goes, where are you going? And I just looked at her sideways. And she's like, you've got to be kidding me. I went to a movie before the show.
So you didn't need to leave your mom with Steph and the kids.
But they were running errands. They were doing their thing. And I'm like, it's Friday. I got a busy weekend. But I'm like, I really want to see this movie. So I timed it out perfect that I got the movie in before I made it here.
I appreciate that.
I don't know if that's a man move or it's just an established kind of routine I'm working on.
I don't think women would leave their parents very often with their husbands.
My mom's here to see the baby. She's not here to see me.
Well,
she doesn't care.
You are her son.
They were running errands for tomorrow, so I was like, okay, I'm going to hit a flick. But
okay.
I didn't have to say it. I just looked at Steph, and she
was
gave
aware
me the horse eye.
Most annoying thing you do during the show?
I've got a couple.
You know mine. It's just completely mentally check out, zone out, baby monkey. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have a hard time focusing for 3 hours.
Well, it is a long show.
It is.
It's your standard radio show. It's really not that crazy. This is not
I find 3 hours to be too much.
You think so?
I think the days when Taddy goes on for the pregame, 2.5 hours is more than enough. More than
You're
enough.
You're energized when we're at 6:30, right? So you go.
I love it. I love a 2.5 hour show. There is no need for 3 hours.
Well, I think our listeners would challenge.
Do you
that.
Think in my or next contract I could get I only do 2.5 and bolt?
You can ask for whatever you want, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, the bosses enjoy our 3 hours, and so do I. It's a nice show.
I think there's no need for more than 2.5.
Well, there is need for it, and it's going to continue.
Your most annoying thing, I'll tell you, is the pencil flip and on the floor.
It's not even close, and I know it's annoying, dude.
I think it's hilarious.
It's like this and like that and like this to the floor.
You get excited, but the problem is it'll roll out of your hand.
And then it throws me off, though.
But you keep the thought going.
I usually do, but there are times where, like, because I'm doing it right now. It's a real crutch. It's a real problem.
No, but like,
it's just something you do.
I need to be, like, medicated to get rid of
this. And you love the left-hand fist on the desk. It's when you're saying,
I'm really fired up. I will hammer it down.
You get the Craig Button gavel.
And
that's what you do.
Another thing I know that I do that is annoying is if I want to get a question in and you guys like jump the line on me, I blatantly show my frustration. Like I'm openly rattled,
you're like,
and it's totally unnecessary.
No.
I don't have
because you have this theory about what's important to ask the guests.
Yeah.
If we go off topic,
yeah,
like I remember you were talking to Nazem Kadri about a couple years ago about being glove guy, and I was like, how's your two-way game going? And you just shook your head. You threw your pencil
at me. Oh, it rattles my cage, and I wish I could hide it or just not have it be there, but I get so rattled when you guys jump the line, the queue.
I've got a few. Reading articles, I'm always on Twitter, and I try to lock eyes with you because I know if he goes baby monkey, but there's a few times where I've gotten too involved in article or something, and I'm like reading it.
Your eyes are glazed over sometimes.
You're building your house. You're designing the roof.
I'm texting.
Well, that's why I hate where I sit, because it's like you two look at each other, and I'm just sitting here in the middle. I'm like,
but for the most part, Brian and I will talk, and and the three of us kind of have a little rounded circle.
I know, but I don't like where I sit. I do not like it.
It's not a good spot.
No, it's the worst.
It's the worst spot.
You two, whatever's being said, you two are looking at each other. That's just the sight line.
Yeah, we can lock it in.
You may like, I want to move to the end.
The O desk.
We'll talk about it.
But the end would put me in the middle, so now I would be.
No one wants to be in the middle. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I can be in the middle, but add a piece of wood. So I'm like out here.
But then both of our necks are.
Now we've got to adjust.
Well, my neck is screwed because I'm looking back and forth. Go ahead.
All right. Most embarrassing song on iTunes. Now we all have them queued up. So do you want to just throw individually to the one where, unless we were in a position where we were forced to admit it, we never would admit we have this song.
I've got two. So I'll go first if you want.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you want to start with number one on my list?
I love this song.
I was not expecting Mbop.
Hansen?
Dude, that is so embarrassing. Like, my song's a joke.
I love Umbop.
This song is so bad, and Hansen.
But this is the three guys with the long hair.
Yeah,
right?
Three kids.
They're our age.
I know
they're your age
now.
I thought I saw the other day. I got caught it down a rabbit hole. They were doing, it's like the 25th anniversary of that song.
That's right. It's been out for a while. It was a big hit. All right. I wasn't expecting the Hansen brothers.
You got a deuce? He's got
a
second one?
I got a second one. Let's follow this one up.
I don't know why you would ever want to listen to this song, though.
The backstory of this is I went to Vegas.
3 a.m. You fire this one.
I went to Vegas one time with... a certain Hall of Famer who's a friend of the show, and him and his goon buddies. That was the hot song at the time, and we had an entertainment bus. We played this 30 times in a row.
Got the boys fired
up. The boys were just going nuts. Vodka, Red Bull. It was unreal. But this is, that's on my iTunes. iPod, I apologize. But
what do you have? Do you want to throw
it on
the track?
I don't know. Is there anything fired up for me? What do you got? Nothing?
Did you not send in a song? You definitely didn't send in a song.
This is a surprise to me as it is to you.
This was a couple ones that I had sent in, but this wasn't even the one I was going
to
play.
No, if you want to go to mine, it's I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys and T-Swift, Shake It Off.
Okay, I
have a song here. There's no need for a grown-ass man to have that on his iPad.
I have a song here, though, that is embarrassing, but you just mentioned you throw a song on the D floor to get the place shaking.
Yep.
I guarantee you, if you've got eyes on a girl at a party and she's paying attention to who's DJing and who's really putting on the music, and you're looking to potentially
close the deal,
you put this song on, I guarantee you it works for you.
Baby by
Amy Grant.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this works. There isn't a woman on earth.
And triple gin and tonic of songs.
It works. It's such a good tune. It's such a good tune. I'm embarrassed to have it.
It just gets your head bopping. It gets you into it. The shoulders start juking and driving.
I thought it was going to be like the Humpty Dance.
Well, I was
Digital Underground.
I was going to play Cowboy Take Me Away by the Dixie Chicks.
See, I like that.
I love the Dixie Chicks.
I've seen them several times.
They're very good. They're very good, but it's not generally something I promote.
Now, is Amy Grant's married to Vince Gill, I believe?
I don't know who she's married to, but she was really big. Like, that song
was
huge, man. That was huge.
Well, those are some throwbacks, for sure.
Very much so. I was not expecting Umbop by Hanson. I'll grant you that one, Noodles.
Well, that one,
that's
you know how I came across it? I was watching the 25-year reunion or whatever on YouTube the other day, and now they're like grown men.
Right.
And the drummer was the cute little
He was like
kid.
An 8-year-old.
He's like a monster now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's probably like the big mutant of the brothers.
All right, we've got a few more. We'll pepper them in throughout the show.
Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Why don't we continue this? Because we want to get to like a text or email you meant to send to someone else.
Oh, yeah.
That somehow puts you in a very difficult spot. Most embarrassing interaction with a fan or someone that knew you guys throughout your career or listens to the show.
Worst hot take, embarrassing hot take of the year.
I've got the one that I know I'm going with.
Yeah.
So we'll pepper these in throughout the afternoon. We'll continue the theme of the quiz.
Because I got a bunch more I want to get into.
All right, Ray's coming up. Marcellus Wiley in about an hour. Drew Brees, losing quarterback, complaining about Thursday Night Football. It happens every single week. Overdrive continues. We'll hit the Grit Grinder next.
And now it's time for the 40-30 low center of gravity grit player of the game.
I'm a professional grinder.
We do have a little grit and grind when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
All right, time now for the 40-30 Ship My Pants Grit Grinder, brought to you by Ship My Pants. Stop wasting time shopping for pants. Go to shipmypants.com and start shipping.
I'm going to go with a 3-pack.
Really?
Jumbo Joe Thornton picked up a nice assist last night in overtime. This guy is just, he'd probably play another 5 years knowing him. I'm going to go with the Stammer, Steven Stamkos. He shot up the ice like a real grit grinder last night and sniped. And my third grit grinder is my nephew Jack's hockey team, the King Rebellion, because his brother Paul can't play hockey, and they let him partake in the warm-ups, and they let him be a part of the team. for that King Rebellion. You guys are Grit Grinders. I love that.
That's GG. Pretty cool. GG, Grit Grinders. Yeah.
That's cool.
Grit Grinders. OGG.
Yes. I'm going to go with Sean Monahan from the Calgary Flames. A sneaky 17 goals on the season. It's a big number.
This guy just scores goals from the day he stepped in the league. I think he scored 30 his first year.
He's a good player. Kind of a. I wouldn't say underrated because people know him, but he's having a good season for the Flames.
Lonzo Ball. You see him set up the game winner last night? And listen, you can say what you want about the old man, but I want to see Lonzo succeed, and I want to see him walk into his dad's house one day, somehow on camera, and say, you're done.
Yeah.
No more big baller brand, no more talking smack, no more telling the Lakers what they have to do. It's my life. I'm taking it over. He almost had a triple-double last night, and watching a bit of that game, Joel Embiid, his stats last night, this guy is such a beast. If he could stay healthy.
He had to talk to LeVar Ball after the game, and you could tell the look on his face. He was like, really? By the way, you think Conor McGregor had a goofy walk into the ring? Watch LeVar Ball walk.
Oh,
this guy walks like
Vince McMahon. He's got a Vince McMahon walk.
He's a doofus.
He's an idiot.
I don't like that guy.
No.
I'm with you, but Lonzo Ball, he's the one actually playing.
Yeah, good
playing,
for the kid. Good
for the kid. And he's taking heat. Everyone hates him, but not because of him. If his dad just shut up, no one would even really pay attention to him. It'd be like a great story. Hometown kid playing for the Lakers. But got talent. Magic really loves him.
But he actually has to fight through a lot of nonsense because of his old man.
Absolutely. So when he plays well, I'll hook him up with a Grit Grinder.
There you go.
Race coming up. Marcellus Wiley, Drew Brees hates those Thursday nighters. Big win for the Falcons last night. Lots of troll jobs going on in the football world. We'll tell you about that. And get back into our poll question. When you think of the game tomorrow, is it TFC or the Maple Leafs? That more in the final hour or the next 2 hours? Because we got two left.
You are a mess today.
Overdrive continues. TSN 1050.